This is episode 1168. Welcome to the Daily Guided Meditation. I welcome you back to our seven-part series we're exploring this week, all about the path to happiness with the ancient wisdom of the Stoics. And I'm sharing with you different quotes and insight from two Stoics you may be familiar with if you are familiar with Stoicism, and that is the ancient Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius, who was emperor from 161 to 180 AD. And also, we're following along with the Roman philosopher Seneca. He was also a statesman, and he was born in 4 BC, and he died in 65 AD. So these were some sage leaders in the Stoic movement. And Seneca is a little more complicated because he didn't lead the most Stoic type of life until later in his life. Then he started to follow and actually walk the talk of the Stoics a little more than he did earlier in his life. But Marcus Aurelius was well-respected and well-regarded throughout his lifetime as one of the most important and best emperors of Rome during his time. In fact, his book of meditations that he wrote was never intended to be published. It was simply a type of a diary of reflections that he maintained, and it was found later, and his writings and reflections offered so much wisdom that it became published, and now it's a classic book. So I want to share with you in today's episode a little bit about love. Love is perhaps the ultimate happiness and the ultimate pain, depending on how you are experiencing that love. In today's episode, I'll share with you a visualization you can do in your meditation today as you focus on love. And I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation technique every day here on this podcast. And as I mentioned, the techniques are always focused on a theme we explore in depth for a full week. And these are techniques you can take into your own meditation. I share the technique with you. And then if you want longer guided meditations, I offer those on a membership site. It's a subscription membership site that you can try for 2 weeks free, where I guide you through full half-hour meditations. And there are over 1,000 of those. Now, this is now an app, actually, that I'm getting ready to release. We're testing it, getting all the kinks out, and we'll soon be releasing it. So you can try that subscription membership site, and that will, as I mentioned, soon become an app over at my website at sipandom.com. It's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, sip and om. And there you also get a journal that goes along with each series that just allows you to go a little more in depth with the series. So the journal for this week is the happiness journal. And you also get a guide with all the techniques that I share with you each day organized for you so you can refer to them easily. That is again at sipandom.com. So you're all set. If you want a little more, you know where to find it. Well, here you are now, and as you sit down and get ready to go into your meditation, you're closing your eyes, keeping them slightly uplifted. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Never in a forced way, just slightly elevated to the point between your eyebrows. That's often referred to as your spiritual eye in yoga and meditation. You relax the different areas of your body. And then think about someone you love. This could be a romantic love, or it could be someone you love in friendship, a family member, even a colleague you love, you feel love for. And as you think of this person, I want to share with you a quote. And this is a quote by Marcus Aurelius. And I encourage you to keep this quote in mind as you do your visualization meditation today. And the quote is, "Accept the things to which fate binds you, and love the people with whom fate brings you together, but do so with all your heart." So as you consider the people in your life, the fate which connected you to them, consider this one person you're focusing on in today's meditation, and think of three of their beautiful qualities. They may have many more. Focus on just three of their beautiful qualities. And as you do so, visualize yourself looking into their eyes with gratitude for their life and how they share it with you. And that is your meditation technique for today. So go into your meditation, reflecting on the three qualities you love about a loved one. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.